Good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 23 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, October 29th from high above Wrigley Field, elevated by irrational hope as I await tomorrow morning's press conference by TG Ameritrade founder Tom Ricketts, his first as new owner of the Chicago Cubs. I'm Michael, and I'll be your host for the next hour. For those of you with plans to tune in late, stay tuned for the rebroadcast starting right after the show. Were you dancing? Don't lie. I trust that everybody's picked up plenty of Halloween fireworks to pass out to the kiddies. There's nothing that says have a good time after the parents go to bed than a bag full of bottle rockets, I always say. That was Paul Thorne and Mission Temple Fireworks Stand from his first album. I think it might just be entitled Paul Thorne, but I wouldn't swear to that. Paul Thorne was raised in the Pentecostal church, and then he was a professional boxer, and then he decided to try his hand as music, and that song makes me boogie. Doesn't that make you boogie? This is Halloween weekend. Excuse me. I got a little bit of apple stuck in my teeth. And we are going to have a little bit of a mini Halloween spooktacular here at Hinky Dinky Time Radio. I hope everybody had a great week. I hope that your Windows 7 upgrades went as well as my first one did. I actually have my second one underway presently in another room. And I'm going to resist the temptation of putting on a long song so I can go and check and see how it's doing. As I said, this is Halloween weekend coming up, and we're going to play some Halloween music, and I'm pretty sure it's Halloween music none of us have grown tired of yet. This is Matt Ganella and his Georgians doing Skeleton in the Closet. I'm not sure the year on this. You can guess. Guess at home. Play the home game.
Midnight fling, the merrymaking was in full swing. They shrieked themselves into a cheerful trance when the skeleton in the closet started to dance. A goblin giggled with fiendish glee, a shout rang out from the big banshee. Amazement was in every ghostly glance when the skeleton in the closet started to dance. All the witches were in stitches while his steps made rhythmic thumps, and they nearly dropped the broomsticks when he tried to do the bumps. You never heard such unearthly laughter or such hilarious groans when the skeleton in the closet rattled his bones. Oh, yeah.
That's not my lucky number. We're watching Channel 43 over here. The television is on. I've got one eye on the World Series Game 2, Phillies and Yankees, with the sound down. Of course, the Phillies kicked a little butt last night. Game's currently tied 1-1 in the top of something. My TV's a little blurry, or my eyes are. I can't quite make out the inning. If anybody knows, call the studio or something. TV is on. TV is the thing. And what would be without the TV?
If you want to have fun, come home with me. You can stay all night and play with my TV. TV is the thing this year. TV is the thing. Oh, yes, radio was great, but night's out of date. TV is the thing this year. Last night I was watching old-time mix. My TV broke, boy, I was in a fix. I got on the phone, called my man, said, get here, Daddy, as fast as you can.
TV is the thing this year.
Oh, yes, TV is the thing this year. Radio was great, but now it's out of date. TV is the thing this year. He turned my dial to channel one. I knew that this was gonna be fun. He turned my dial to channel two. That station thrilled me through and through. He moved one notch to channel three. I said, I love what you're doing to me. He said, wait a minute, try channel four. Just about the time someone knocked on the door.
TV is the thing this year.
Oh, yes.
TV is the thing.
Trying to tell you, radio was great, but now it's out of date. TV is the thing this year. The way he eased into channel five, I swore my man had fluid drive. We moved once more to channel six. Then he opened up his bags of tricks on channel seven. The show was late. We got our kicks on channel eight. He turned my dial to channel nine and said, baby, your set is working fine. He moved a little to channel ten. Then we started all over again. When he finally hit my channel 11, I cried, mama, he treats your daughter good.
TV is the thing this
year. Yes, it is.
TV is the thing this year.
Radio was great, but now it's out of date. TV is the thing this year. Baby, my TV set will need fixing just about this time every night.
Oh, baby. Spooky. Yeah, that's Dinah Washington, and TV is the thing this year and every year. And yeah, we can't get enough of that television. I think it might catch on. Speaking of television, this time last week, I was unaware that that day, October 22nd, we lost one of the greats of television. And of course, I'm talking about Soupy Sales. And while you're parents are asleep, please go get their wallets and find those funny green pieces of paper with the pictures of the old men on it and mail them into this studio. Yeah, Soupy Sales passed away, and we got a couple things lined up this week to honor the man himself. And that was the theme music from the Soupy Sales Show, and Soupy will be missed. Allegedly, the man in 5 years on the air took 20,000 pies to the face. We'll never know if that number is accurate. That's an awfully round number, but I'll take Soupy's word for it. It's not all about the Halloween. It's also about the music. This is the Mills Brothers, and Nevertheless, I'm in love with you, Hugh.
Maybe I'm right, and maybe I'm wrong, and maybe I'm weak, and maybe I'm strong, but nevertheless I'm in love with you. And maybe I'll lose, and maybe I'm in for crying the blues, but nevertheless I'm in love.
terrible chances I'm taking. Fine at the start, then left with a heart that is breaking. Life of regret, and maybe I'll give much more than I'll get, but nevertheless I'm in love with you. Somehow I know at a glance the terrible chances I'm taking. Start, then left with a heart that is breaking. Ooh, maybe I'll live a life of regret, and maybe I'll give much more than I'll get, but nevertheless I'm in love with you. I'm in love with you.
There's always room for the Mills Brothers on Hinky Dinky Time Radio. Nevertheless, I'm in love with you. Love the Mills Brothers. We're going to start an ongoing feature here at Hinky Dinky Time this week. It's going to last, oh, 6 or 7 shows. I'm not exactly sure how long. I discovered a couple of songs that, I don't know, they grabbed me. And the artist was somebody I'd never really heard of, a fellow named Lou Bond. And I decided to find out about Lou. And there isn't much to find out about Lou. He released a couple of obscure singles in the late 1960s, around 1967, and dropped out of sight. And then released one album on a label called, I can't remember what it was, a subsidiary of Stax called, I'm drawing a blank. Anyway, he put out this one album in 1974 and then promptly disappeared again forever this time. And over the coming weeks, we're going to listen to this album in order, one song at a time. And this is the opening track off of Lou Bond's album, and it's called Lucky Me.
Lucky me, I'm finally free. I'm free to chase the wind, free to paint the town, now that there's no nuisance hanging around on me. No more I love yous that I could not return. No more laughing at the good. The short one with the knobby knees. Yes, the girl had knobby knees. Lucky me. There's no more we. Yes, I finally did the trick. I'm such a lucky guy. Got rid of that softy that always tried to please. The one that loved me so but never ever made me cry. The one one that loved me so. I never knew just why. The one that always lost the key. Yes, the girl always lost the key. Hey, don't you know that I feel lucky? I ain't got to be worried of her anymore. Yes, and I feel lucky. I was glad to see her walk out of that door. Yes, and I feel lucky. I don't have her hanging around me anymore. But you know I kinda miss that girl. Yes, I kinda miss that girl. And I miss the way she used to walk that I walk for me. I miss the way that she used to just talk that talk to me. Lucky me.
Kind of a unique vocalist, Lou Bond. That was Lucky Me, the opening track from his self-titled 1974 release called Lou Bond on the We Produce label, a subsidiary of Stax Record. And if you're intrigued, tune in next week for track number 2 from that album. And this is Artie Shaw. And this was the number 2 song in 1940. You might recognize the melody. You might never have known the name. This is Frenesi. Thank you. Frenesy. That's Artie Shaw from 1940. And no, it's not very frenzied at all. Maybe I'll play it faster next time. A couple of months ago, I played a Mike Finnegan song on Hinky Dinky Time Radio. And this past week, my father and stepmother were traveling and listening to the archived episodes in their hotel, and it was reported back to me that Sherry really enjoyed that, and I said, well, I'll play some more. And this is a song called Hard Times. It's a Ray Charles song that Mike recorded when he was in a band, a duo with a guitar player named Jerry Wood. So this is from the album Crazed Hipsters from about 1970-71 by Finnegan and Wood, and Hard Times.
Told me before she passed away, she said, son, when I'm gone, don't you forget to pray, 'cause there's gonna come hard times, hard times, yeah, hard times like you ain't seen. Oh, who knows better than I? Well, I just found out. I found out what my old lady meant when I had to go downtown upon my clothes. I'm talking about my clothes, just in order to make my house rent. Oh, that in hard times, I don't know what is. Oh, I'm learning about hard times. But I say bring on the changes. But I don't know anybody on earth knows better than I. Yeah, I wonder. Thank you.
You know, I don't know what I can say about last week's Nebraska Cornhuskers humiliating loss at the hands of Iowa State, other than that I avoided the pain of actually watching it. I was working outside and had the audio playing outdoors and only heard it. But I did get to hear most of the 8 turnovers that plagued them as they lost. They just plain lost. And how they happened to be a 12.5-point favorite over anybody on the road this weekend, even Baylor, I would say I wouldn't bank on it. Yeah, I'm a little bit discouraged by the Huskers right now. I don't think Sean Watson, athletic coordinator, is the guy. I'm on record. You can quote me on that. And that, as it may be, is this week's Nebraska Cornhusker football rant. Oh, never mind. Let's get back into the Halloween music, shall we? Yeah, we should. I don't want to jinx my Huskers, and I don't think I have. They'll do what they're going to do on Saturday, and it's got nothing to do with me and my foul attitude, because I ain't superstitious. This is Howlin' Wolf.
Well, I ain't superstitious. Black cat just crossed my train. Well, I ain't superstitious, but a black cat just crossed my trail. Don't sweep me with no broom, I might get put in jail. When my right hand eats you, I'll get some money for sure.
There's ghosts with horns and saucer eyes. Some have fangs about this size. Some short and fat, some tall and thin. And some don't even bother to wear their skin.
I'm telling you, brother, it's a fearful sight just to see what goes on in the night.
When the spooks have a midnight jamboree, they break it up with a fiendish glee.
Ghosts are bad, but the one that's cursed
is the headless horseman. He's the worst.
When he goes jogging across the land, holding his noggin right in his hand, demons take one look and groan.
Then they hit the road for parts unknown.
Well, there's no rage like a spook that's burned.
The ghost don't like him and he's really burned.
He swears to the longest day he's dead.
Well, I'll show them that I can get ahead.
Do do wow, 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 wow.
So close all the windows,
lock all the doors.
Unless you're careful, why, he'll get yours.
Don't think he'll hesitate a bit, cause you clip your top if it will fit.
He likes some little, he likes some big. Put him in the middle or wear a wig.
Black or white or even red,
the headless horseman needs a head.
With a hip, hip, hip and a clippity-clop,
why, he's out looking for a head to chop. So don't stop to figure out a plan, cause you can't reason with a headless man.
With a hip, hip, hop and a clippity-clop, look out!
We know what we're talking about, believe me. You better watch your cues, but take a look at the people who ignored the old good book. Change your ways, you'll find it pays, cause you can't be a haint if you ain't kind of crazed, I guess you'd say. Take our word, we know what we're talking about. You know, this is a pretty spooky thing we're doing here. You don't mind if I turn on another light, do you?
And that's K-Star and the Billy Butterfield Quintet doing The Headless Horseman as the back end of our Halloween twofer there. We heard I Ain't Superstitious by Howlin' Wolf before that. And we talked about the tragic loss of Soupy Sales. He passed away a week ago. He was 83 years old. And we focus on musical artists here on Hinky Dinky Time Radio. And yes, indeed, Soupy was a musical artist. He did have, I think this was a charted hit. I'm not sure about that, but a lot of people remember this Soupy Sales single. This is, of course, Soupy doing The Mouse. Yeah. for those of you relying on me for your information regarding this year's World Series, it's now 2-1 Yankees in the top or the bottom of something or other. It's got ourselves a ball game, as they say. In case you're also wondering, yes, we do have a sponsor this week at Hinky Dinky Time Radio. And no, this week it's not Hinky Dinky Supermarkets. Never mind. Yes, this week's Hinky Dinky Time Radio is brought to you by Vicks Medicated Cough Drops. actually, I could use one right now.
About 2 years ago, Moss International came to us with a project. They needed a jingle for Vicks Medicated Cough Drops, but the specifications were not just another spot. The air was just too crowded with musical commercials as it was, and a distinctive new sound had to be found. That, ladies and gentlemen, was the trigger that got us started in this new area of electronic music and advertising. This is the first version of our electronic music machine, the one used to create our earliest electronic spot, or semi-electronic spot to be more exact. The singing voice you will hear in this next tape is not electronic, not at all. It's Dorothy's. I'd better add the cough is not electronic either. Okay, chuck the tape.
Get Vicks Medicated Cough Drops. Vick'll soothe the tickle away. Get Vicks Medicated Cough Drops. Pick up a pack or two today. When you're coughing and your throat is raw and sore, it makes good sense to fix it quick. Remember, Vick medication makes the difference. Get Vick's Medicated Cough Drops. Pick up a pack or two today. Pick up a pack or two today.
Yeah, the voice you heard before the advertisement was Raymond Scott, a very important person. And one day there'll be a Raymond Scott tribute on Hinky Dinky Time Radio. And the Dorothy who was singing was, of course, his one-time wife, but longtime collaborator, Dorothy Collins. And one day we'll get into the whole Raymond Scott thing, and I think you'll find it interesting. I know I do. And we're getting down into about the last quarter hour of this episode of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. We have some more Halloween music to play, but first, this from the Merry-Go-Round. The Merry-Go-Round, of course, was an early project, an early band fronted by a favorite of mine, Emmett Rhodes, who has appeared on this program before. And this is a song called Time Will Show the Wiser.
My mind keeps on telling me that this is no good. My heart is aching and tells me I should. And only time will show the wiser. For I've fallen in love with a girl that's not mine. And if I take her, it will hurt him, the very best friend of mine. But I know I need someone to hold, to love. But my mind says I shouldn't, and my heart says I should. And I don't know which to go by, my mind or my heart. This is so confusing, it's tearing me apart. Time, it will show the wiser. And I wish someone could help me, but the decision is mine. And my morals and emotions are hard to combine. And there is no easy way out, so I'll let it just ride to the day that's defined. mind, oh my heart. This is so confusing, it's tearing me apart. Time, it will show.
You know, the faux British vocal inflections of the 19 or so year old Emmett Rhodes, notwithstanding, there's a lot of interesting stuff going on in that record, considering he wrote, sang, arranged all of that young lad in Southern California in about 1968. Time will show the wiser. And boo, it's Halloween. It's almost Halloween. Boo.
Mari, Mari, da voo doo voo. She'll put a spell on you. Mari, Mari, da voo doo voo. She'll put a spell on you. Mari, Mari, da voo doo voo. She's the witch queen of New Orleans. Of New Orleans. I'm gonna tell you a story, strange as it now seems, of zombie voodoo breed and the witch queen of New Orleans. She lived in a world of magic, possessed by the devil's skew, from a shack near the swamp.
Of course, that's Redbone and the Witch Queen of New Orleans. You all remember that. And this is Julie London, and you'll never forget her.
So you met someone that set you back on your heel. Is that too slow? Goody, goody. We can bring it up. Yeah, that's a little. So, all right. Yeah.
Are we rolling?
So you met someone that set you back on your heels. Goody, goody. You met someone and now you know how it feels. Goody, goody. You gave her your heart too, just as I gave mine to you. And you broke it in little pieces. Now how do you do? You lie awake just singing the blues all night. Goody, goody, you think that love's a barrel of dynamite. Hooray and hallelujah, You had it coming to you. Goody, goody for me. Goody, goody for her. And I hope you're satisfied, you rascal, you. So you gave her your heart too, just as I gave mine to you. And you broke it in little pieces. Now how do you do? You lie awake just singing the blues all night. Goody, goody, you think that love's a barrel of dynamite. Hooray and hallelujah, you had it coming to you. Goody, goody for me. Goody, goody for her. And I hope you're satisfied, you rascal, you.
Boy, you hear that?
Yes, I hear that.
You know what that is?
Sound like something I never heard.
Man, that is something you ain't never heard. That's that bugaboo.
Well, what is that bugaboo?
Well, come over here and I'll sing it to you. Oh, something worries me. Oh, what can the trouble be? Gather round and hear me ring. It's your souls I've got to save. Cause that you don't want to hear, cause that make you jump with fear. I see feeling down your spine when those voices start to whine. Oh, there's nothing you can do. You've got the bugaboo. Get down on your knees and pray. Throw your hands up to heaven and say, sing hallelujah. You got the bugaboo. 10 feet on the cold ground. Chase that devil around. Sing hallelujah. You got the bugaboo. Cause that make your blood run cold. Rhythm you just can't hold. Dance until your sins are gone and fear no more when night comes on. Oh, there's nothing you can do. You've got the bugaboo.
That's Red Nichols and his Five Pennies performing Bugaboo. That's the last of our Halloween hits for this year. We're winding things down here slowly but surely on Hinky Dinky Time Radio. We're going to play one more thing here. Last week we played a little bit of the Trojan Reggae Sisters box set from Obscure Reggae from Jamaica. This is also off that box set. This is the Gaylettes performing their version of Son of a Preacher Man. As always, I'd like to thank all of you who've tuned in live tonight. I'd also like to thank those of you that are listening on the archive. I hope everybody has a safe and enjoyable Halloween this week. Don't forget that this Sunday in the wee small hours of the morning, it'll be time to turn our clocks back. That's right, daylight savings time will be over, and that means it will be an hour darker for next week's program. And I know you're all going to join me. We'll hear the second track off the Lou Bond record, and there'll be lots of other surprises, as we say in show business. Thanks again for joining me, and be good, be safe, be well.
It was on a sweet Thursday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last, and you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet Thursday. Not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own, a dream that you are sharing too. People meet by some design, prearranged by laws divine, yet who is find just what mystic fate combined to make you mine.
And of course, you're all invited to stay tuned for the rebroadcast following almost immediately.